shoot that bitch from half court. Talk about some, yeah, shoot that bitch.
Did y'all just hear that? Like fucking Siri or some shit?
Yeah.
When did Zoom do that shit? What the fuck?
Oh, no, no. Like, they're about to get ready to take over the world. I have just accepted for what it is.
All right,
my electric stove turned off like 2 nights ago by itself. I'm like, all right, well, I know.
I think that's just because you forgot to pay the bills, my nigga.
Nah, bro, I'm finna get cooked. I'm finna get cooked soon, dog.
Oh, shit. Did you guys miss us? We're like Jesse's dad. We just left and didn't tell you when we're gonna come back. But we're here now. That's all that matters. Welcome to season 3 of the It's Just Jokes podcast. My name is Joshua Chapman, aka Sundial, aka Baby Giannis, aka Mr. Take Your Own Friend's Face. And before we go any further, I just want to tell you guys this. Let's workshop a third nickname. I'm not really in the business of taking anyone's girl. That part of my life is over now.
So you're not, that's you, cap. You're saying you're not a homewrecker.
I'm not a homewrecker. I want to leave that in the past. Okay, that's where I am right now. But joining me as always is Jesse Pink.
What's good, y'all? Season 3.
Certified lover boy Jesse Pink. Look at what this man got
on. Look at what this man has on. Sipping green tea. You already know.
Jesse ain't the most sassy.
Listen, you do what's best for you, King. AKA Dolomite P, AKA Baby Samoa Joe, AKA Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because he keeps it raw on you hoes, just like his honey and his green tea. He keeps it raw. And last but not least, Derek Small.
What's going on?
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Oh, shit. It's D-Smalls. Yeah. AKA D Smalls, AKA Anthony Mackie Jr., AKA damn, Derek, where'd you find this pod? Shout out to D Will for everything behind the scenes. We appreciate you. And shout out to our secret shopper, our esque position, Peyton, for everything that you do behind the scenes. We appreciate you, sir. Those that know. But yeah, we back. We back, y'all. What's up?
Man, how y'all been? How y'all been since we had a long season
break? When was the last time we recorded?
To be honest, that had to be in May.
I think it was June, wasn't it?
Was it June? No. Okay, it was June. Yeah, it was June because we did our season recap and we
recorded like 2 weeks. I think a week or 2 weeks before Juneteenth.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. So we ain't been recording since June, dog.
Been a minute, boys.
It's been a minute.
So much has happened.
A lot of let's get into it. A lot of changes. A location change or two. Derek, what have you been up to since the last time we have sat down for this?
So, guys, big announcement. No.
This nigga pregnant.
Jesse, I was thinking that. I just didn't want to say
it. Big announcement. My man's pregnant.
I got to move, out of Missouri, after what would have been like, 7 years, technically, like including college. So, yeah, that was definitely a win, but that is a win. I moved back to the Chicagoland area, as Josh would call it. Got to be back with family and friends, and I'm working for Illinois State now, so making the big bucks.
Oh, you kind of messed up. That's PR 101. Never tell them what your job at, bro. Oh, they finna report you. Now you can't say anything wild for the season, bro. They finna be like, hello, ISU.
Only a hater would do that. And by the way, if you aren't a hater, give us 5 stars on everything. I forgot to say that in the beginning. Give us 5 stars. 5 stars. 5 stars. 5 stars. 5 stars. And 5 stars. Give us that 5 star. But yeah, shout out to you. What are you? Would you mind going into what you're doing at ISU?
So I am a admissions counselor. I work regionally, so I don't have to actually live down in Bloomington Normal. I get to, you know, live in the Chicago area, you know, recruiting high schoolers, you know, telling them more about the school, going to different events. I do have to be on campus like occasionally, like once or twice a month. But other than that, just get to kind of do some office work, do some traveling. And yeah, it's pretty simple. Pretty simple.
That's what's up, bro. We proud of you.
Boy, let me tell y'all something, bro. Y'all don't understand. From season one to now, Derek has been, to me, honestly, the most underrated, best character out of the three, bro. He has had so much tremendous leaps and bounds. It's so different. He is the Chris Middleton of this podcast, bro. Not that great yet. But
that's a reference. That's a deep cut from season one. Man, if you've been with us since like the third episode, man, you get that one. You get that one.
You get that one, bro. He's Chris Middleton, but a little bit better. He's taking a lot of progress.
Oh yeah, that's a deep cut. That's a deep cut. You gotta have watched to know what that, you know.
Hell yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, man, just out here trying to do my thing, man. Trying to be great, like, you know, my friends and stuff. Just trying to be, you know, be like y'all, man. I wanna be like y'all when I grow up. You know what I'm saying? I just wanna be as great as y'all.
You older than me.
You could have let it cook. Like, you was having a good moment. We was having a great moment. You didn't even have to do all that. But you know, I digress. My time is up. Thanks for letting me talk. Yeah. We're good. Go to this man, Jesse, bro.
Thank you, Derek, for the warm, sweet epilogue. All right. I just moved recently, like 2 months ago. So now I'm in like my own apartment here in East Lansing, Michigan. Right now I'm now in like my second year of my grad program at Michigan State University. So, you know, that's been cool. Been working on a couple of projects. I'm trying to keep it very minimalist as possible because I have been doing a lot, but there's a couple of projects I've been doing. There's a couple of programs I'm now involved in. There's a program I actually try and launch myself. So yeah, that's really just been me. It's been between that, working out. That's about it.
Hey, just know when you get your doctorate, I'm only addressing you as Dr. Jesse.
Me funny.
I'm only saying Dr. Pink or Dr. P. Oh, we've been acting fool at that motherfucking ceremony. I hope you know that. Like,
that's cool.
How many of y'all friends are doctors? Y'all ain't got doctor friends. We got doctors over
here. Under 30? Under 30? Who did it, Jesse?
Yeah, under 30. Yeah, that is. I am.
Oh, we showing up with all the bottles of Crown that weekend too.
Oh, I love that.
That's not me talking about. That's a promise. That's a spoiler.
That's a promise. That's a promise. I think. I still am the youngest in my cohort. I am still the youngest out of my cohort because I'm the only one that's doing. There's another student that's doing a straight to PhD program. Another cohort member. But she has like two kids. Like, I really am. Everybody in my cohort is like old enough to be like my parent, dog. I'm like really the youngest in here.
All that means is that you're doing big things at a young age, man.
Big things.
That's all I've been on, man. I've been on myself, which... None of y'all believed after I moved. None of y'all believed.
I still believe you got one in the back pocket.
Everybody, you got one. The pink agenda is like really strong with y'all, dog.
Okay, all right. All I'm going to ask is who took them pictures of you at the pumpkin patch yesterday? Hey. That's all I'm going to ask. Because there wasn't no selfie.
I guarantee you he don't let us know because I was wondering the same thing. You by yourself right? At the pumpkin patch, right? Who's taking the photos?
You would sit up there posing and shit. Like,
I asked people. I legit said, I was like, hey, take my picture.
I don't believe it. You need East Lansing, more people.
East Lansing must be a real friendly place, then.
It really is. Like, people net you friendly merge. I'm not even going to hold you.
I believe that. I don't know about this whole, you had a whole photo fucking photo shoot with a stranger, like, yes, yes, yes.
I asked different people, bro.
Okay. All right. Watch when we return this recording off to be like, yeah, bro. So it was actually this John I was talking to. Her name. Oh man.
Man, have some faith in me, bro.
Ooh, I just got that. Wow.
Hey, fuck you, guy.
Hey. Wow, that's also a deep cut if you know Josh's life.
Man, this green tea, child, is really good.
That's a very deep cut. Throwback.
Wow.
I
deserve that. You know what? Because I said we back in y'all lives like Jesse dad is. You know what? I deserve that. That's fine. Touche, my nigga. Touche.
What have you been up to, Josh?
So for me, when we last recorded, I was job searching because my contract was running out in my current job, and I was doing a certificate program with NYU. I basically have finished the program. I need to put together the short film that we shot. But once that's complete, that program is done. And I got one job with this marketing company called The Black Sheep. Basically they help connect college students to, you know, different companies that they sponsor and all that kind of stuff. It's, you know, helping them become like influencers, or, you know, we call them micro influencers, nitty gritty type stuff is marketing, yada, yada, yada. I did get a job. I worked for a TV show on a streaming giant. I can't say the name of the show or anything like that. I did sign an NDA, but I did that for like 2 months. Man, it was cool. It was a lot though. It was a lot. It was 12-hour days, dog. Like I see why them people are striking. My heart is going out to everybody that works with IATSE. But yeah, that was a really cool experience, like to be on that type of set, see everything moving. It was like a 200 person set. Like it's huge. So yeah, I've been doing that. And you know, working out, you know, staying to myself, all that kind of stuff, hanging out with the boys every once in a while. Yeah, you know, just those, that's the Cliff Notes version of that, I guess. Yeah.
Exactly. Just give the Cliff Notes version. Just be like, this is what I want the public to know.
Yeah.
You cannot know all the details.
My man, please. Said he got two. He had two gigs.
Yeah. Bro. And I might be working that production job that I told you guys I got, the one with the NFL player, or the former NFL player. That might be picking up soon. Nice. So, nice. Yeah.
Shout out to you, bro.
Josh Chapman, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I gotta do something to stay out of trouble, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. Man, we did a lot. We did a lot.
We did a lot in like a couple months, bro.
Yeah, a lot in a couple months.
Stuff definitely picked up.
So much has happened.
So much has changed. And speaking of changes, we're doing some changes to this podcast. So. Shut up. You agreed to this. You shut up, Jesse.
You're a main proponent of it, talking about
right. I don't like changes. Man, get your ass. So one of the big changes that we're doing to this is usually in the past we've had all the episodes thought of, like the content or like the idea for the episode thought of at the beginning of the season. So we know each week, hey, we're doing this, we're doing that, that sort of thing. This is how we're going to, we record in bunches. So like, we're going to take a Sunday and record 3 episodes, and that's going to be that. And we're changing that. So basically what we're going to do is every week we're just going to sit down and talk, and it's going to be similar to the No Philly, although like we need to have some cuts and stuff. D Will still does get paid. He still has a, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's not just,
I'm
like,
glad we really mentioned that for D Will. D Will will still get paid.
He's still, I don't want him to just be like, all right, I'm just going to convert this to whatever. This is going to take 2 minutes and that's it.
Nah, man, you still on the contract.
You signed the contract, man. But yeah, so we're just going to come up and if we got stuff to talk about, we got stuff to talk about. Maybe it's go an hour and a half. Maybe this go like 30 minutes. Who knows? Like, it's just wherever the wind takes us. You'll be getting a little bit more unfiltered It's Just Jokes content. What, Jesse? What are you laughing at already?
Yeah, that's going to be nice.
That's gonna be nice. Jesse's thinking of ways to derail before we even have a topic. Like,
we're basically gonna keep you all on your toes, like how Jesse does with his outfits every week. Basically, you don't know what you're gonna get, right? It could be a simple sweater, you know, with maybe a nice chain, or you can get some bullshit like this.
Niggas mad because they not comfortable with themselves. That's fucked
up. Hurtful. Hurtful. Possibly true, but hurtful.
Niggas, you know, I never seen this. Niggas get mad because niggas wearing flowers. What niggas you know don't like flowers, bro? That's fucked up. You have an evil nigga that not like flowers, bro. You don't like flowers, nigga?
I think Jesse's asking for flowers for his birthday now. Like, he just wants a big bouquet or something.
I'm
like
just
that.
Saying, give me my flowers, son. Hey, yo, I'm the illest nigga out here, son.
Is that why you wore this? You want us to give you your flowers? Was this like a whole
thing?
No, that's not. I actually just like
this. This is an ego thing? Wow. That's hilarious.
No, this, you know, is really comfortable.
You know what's funny? Like, we had this mad silk. That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
It's mad silky, bro. Like, nah.
We haven't been doing this, but like, we've been seeing more of each other despite Jesse like moving away. And I think that's one of the reasons why it took so long for us to like get back to doing this. Because it's just like, we could record, or we could just go over to like Josh's house to hang out. It's like,
that's really how it's been. It's like, okay, y'all, we're gonna record. And it's like, we're not gonna record today. It's just not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. We have the TDE problem, as what Q would say. Hey, sit down and make an album. Nigga, we can't sit down and make an album. We was in there for 4 hours. We ain't come up with nothing. I don't know how it's true that is now, but hey.
We're friends. We're too good of friends in real life. I think that's what it boils down
exactly.
to.
Exactly. Like, if I was a co-worker with somebody, then maybe we'll be like, okay, we'll have this done.
Right.
But then it's not fun.
Then it's not as fun.
Not fun.
But yeah, I think the only thing I really want to talk to you guys about this week is me and Derek were talking about this a little bit yesterday on the phone, about how like just weird everyone gets on social media. Like, social media is so like weird, bro.
See, we want to hear all your opinions. Yep.
Like,
because honestly, right, there's a couple of things, right? People always talk about not wanting to be the main character, right? Which you that should not be
your goal of Twitter. Goal should not should be. Never be the main character of Twitter.
Nope. You should never.
But then
Twitter is not a nice place. If you're like, there's so little times where your name is trending and it's a good thing. You feel me? Like, so don't do it.
But then
don't
also, do it. The specific point that I was trying to like talk with Josh about is that a lot of these people bring up topics or like, you know, the whole red flag thing, for example, right? A lot of y'all act like the things that y'all say y'all don't like.
Oof.
A lot of y'all perpetuate the problems that y'all say exist.
D-Will, please put an organ behind this. This man is preaching. Put an organ behind this man.
If you can identify the problem in someone else, why can't you see it in yourself? Oh, come on. You just missed your shout. Let's talk about it. A lot of y'all are weird, man. A lot of y'all. Just weird.
Jesse, you got something you need to say?
They went in. Hey, man, listen. Listen, you can stay off Twitter and be the hero, or you can tweet to see how the villain you become. That's where it's my nigga Batman, bro.
That's facts, bro.
And what do I always say? Birds of a feather, what? Tweet together. So,
that's a bar.
So, hey. Oh,
that's a slight bar.
Everyone does that.
What do you think about this, Josh? I know we talked about it. Like, what's your opinion?
I think, like, the biggest problem with social media is that, like, it's not a good place for context about anything, right? Like, it's either, and if you do provide context, let's say specifically on Twitter, you are making a, like, 10-tweet thread that, like, by, like, 3 tweets in, most people are going to check out of. You know what I mean? And so it's good for, like, staying connected with people and seeing the stuff in real time. But, like, you know, we've talked about this. I really don't want to talk about, like, relationship stuff on this podcast. One, because every podcast does it. And I think it's just, like, but two, it's just, like, what Jesse might look for in a relationship, I don't look for in a relationship. And that's fine. It's just whatever works for you, works for you. Whatever works for me, works for me. Right? I get so tired of hearing about the whole, like, the man should pay all the bills type thing. It's like, okay, that's a lot to ask for, but then you're also giving up some of your own, like, sort of security and being able to pay bills and, like, all that kind of stuff. Like, you give up that. Or, no, we need to go 50-50. Like, oh, that's sort of the side I lean on, but, like, I don't want to hear about $200 dates. I don't want to hear about, like, whatever. Like, that shit is whatever. But also, like, none of this shit is real. None of the shit on social media is real. It's such a vacuum. And people only show you the good side of stuff and never the bad side. Or even if they do show you the bad side, it's not like it is still presented in such a way. You know what I mean? Like, it's like so people get caught up in constantly comparing themselves to somebody else, and you don't see whatever struggles are going through. You don't see, you know, you see a relationship that looks cute on Instagram. Man, y'all don't know that they're arguing every other day, and that shit is hell, and that shit is awful, right? Like, whatever. So it's to base some stuff off of, like, whatever you've seen on Twitter, or is just like, and to speak on that context part, we were talking about a Chloe Bailey tweet yesterday, right? Where she was like, basically, like, you know, I want you to be up under me and to answer and all that kind of stuff. But I also like that you don't answer the phone sometimes, and because you're busy. And it's like, man, that's cool in, like, theory. But, like, I feel like it also, if you're in a relationship with somebody, or even if it's just you guys, right? Like, if y'all call me while I'm at work, I'm going to be like, I'm either going to answer and be like, yo, I'm busy at work, you good? Or, like, I'm going to decline and just, or, and straight up text you, like, yo, is everything okay? You know, that sort of thing. I think there's, like, there is a gray area to be like, nah, I can't talk right now, you know, decline. Like, you would feel pretty shitty if your significant other did that to you on a regular basis, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if they are busy, because you're just like, damn, you can't say to me, like, hey, you can't check in, like, hey, are you okay? Like, that sort of thing. So that's what I mean by, like, a lot of this stuff misses context and none of the shit is real.
Yeah, man. For a lack of better words, it's all an image, right? People want to put out there, you know, what they want people to see. So you never know what people are actually like, you know, what people are going through, you know, all that stuff. So I just think people have to keep that in mind. And really, there are a lot of pointless arguments that don't need to be had, you know, either, you know, when it comes to social media. But yeah, that's just, yeah, this is a constant thing. Don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know if people are ever going to grow up, you know, but, you know, that's what it is, I guess. That's what it is.
I mean, yeah, like, that's what it is, but it's really interesting. Like, when we do this, right? Because, you know, a lot of times when we say on social media, well, hold on, let me backtrack and let me just say it like this. So Josh had made an interesting point earlier in that people on social media often just put up the good things about them, right? Like all the positive things happen, right? But that's funny because that's a typical everyday thing we do in life, right? It doesn't matter if I'm on social media, if I'm just interacting with people, right? We do that. But it's a larger emphasis on that in social media, right? Particularly, let's say like on Twitter, or particularly Instagram, like because Instagram is more photogenic based. And so like you're mainly having good images of like how happy life is and how things are or not, you know, it's starting to be like some bubbling of, you know, showing that, hey, I'm not okay, mental health awareness. And, you know, some of that's good, but then there's also a conversation tiptoeing the line between, you know, posting and having those type of meaningful posts to have more awareness of mental health issues and, you know, this becoming a trend. And then it's like, oh no. But that to stay off course, so try to tie this back to what Josh and what Derek was saying about relationships. I don't have any of that on my Twitter. I don't have any of that on my social media. I don't post any of that. I don't really post anything personal on my social medias. Like I just don't, because anything that you post out there is going to be automatically out of context because you're not disclosing all of the details. There's also this thing of people have different interpretations. So even if I did disclose all the details, how one person interpret those, how receives that information is different from another person. So even if I did have like a 3-thread or 10 plus thread tweet, or if I had a long Facebook post, or if I had a long Instagram message, it's still going to be various opinions on it, even if I disclose so much information. So I'm still, so, you know, I'm not anti, you should never use Twitter to express your emotions and feelings at all. I'm not going to say that, because people need social media, or social media can be used at times as a muse, or I mean, as a medium for people to express themselves creatively, or as a way to find like different resources if they need them, or in a way to relate to one another, right? There's a lot of reasons why you see a lot of those likes and a lot of those shares, right? Because we are liking because we like the same viewpoint that they have. We share the same opinions. But there's some things of which I just can't. And I think relationships is just one of those things that we don't, that I don't particularly just share, because everyone's is just vastly different. The one thing that the one trend, and I see this on Twitter, that always makes me go, ugh, is when we say, this generation does not know what love is. And that, yeah, that just gets me like,
okay. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Anything starting with this generation.
Yeah.
That's, it's just like, all right, this is going to be some bullshit.
That's the one for me. That's the one for me. When it goes like, this generation doesn't know what true love is. And it's typically the population between 25 to 36. That particular like median grade between later stages, millennials, 30 plus, like that medium grade of late millennial, early, like late millennial, older Gen Z, that 25 to 30, like that group really makes me annoyed.
Nah, dog, like the shit that killed me is like when people, like you were saying, when people our age are like, yo, I want my next relationship to be my last. And it's just like, you are 24, like slow down. Relax, there was something on ironically, there was something on Instagram I was watching yesterday that I think it was even Tony Robbins, who, like, I'm not going to get into like the whole Tony Robbins stuff, but he was saying like, you overestimate what you can do in a year, but you underestimate what you can do in a decade. Like you want to have everything so set now and like work so hard and then get disappointed, but like give yourself some time. Like things are not going to like happen overnight, and even though a year doesn't feel like overnight, I get, like, put it to you like this: remember where all of us were in 2019 and what we were doing and how we were feeling about whatever, and just see where all of us are now, right? Like, it is such a huge leap that all of us have taken in 2 years, where are we all going to be in 2029 and compare that to 2019? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's wild. So yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. And then just to throw this in there, I mean, yeah, like we could talk about it in that context. We can talk about how like, this generation or this society, this Western civil society follows like these very old patriarchal, very like biblical or Christian ideas of what marriage and monogamy are. And especially like when you have that in a Black community that's really entrenched in respectability politics, that's really entrenched in these type of like cisgender, heteronorm, these type of like, you know, straight or for the more pejorative way, straight culture ideas, right? Then like you don't see anything. You get like this type of linear, heteronormative way of doing relationships, right? Like I'm dating to get married. My marriage should be with one person. I should be only attracted to one person. Marriage is the end goal. My ideas of what love and relationship and values are should be indoctrinated in these very Christian ideologies. And you know, that's, they get very, it gets very complicated. It really does. And then you have these very radical or these very queer ways of looking at relationships, like non-monogamy, or looking at it as in like having multiple partners, or looking at an idea of like being doing ethical relationships, or even instead of calling someone your partner, it's, and not calling them your rib. You know, and especially like in our community, particularly, like you'll be like, oh, that's my rib, right? Because it's like God made Eve out of the rib of Adam, right? And it's like, baby, that's my, you know, baby, you my rib. It's a very like violent thing to think about. Like, if you really think about it, it's like you are a part of a mixed section that was extrapolated from me and created. Like, it's kind of very violent, right? And but in a lot of ways, it kind of encapsulates this idea of patriarchy, right? It's like you were made for man, man controls woman, right? It has those type of themes. No one questions that. But partner, where we're getting, okay, oh my God. But
I don't mean to laugh, but you said woman, and like I saw like the little like fucking Koofy come on there. And that's cool, my brother. Trip. We are all kings and queens.
The cool trip will be deactivated. But no, and all seriousness though, that's what I really think. It's really interesting. Like I kind of get all that. I kind of get all that from it. So yeah.
This thing is I get all
that. He said he started getting mad. He's like, I get all of it.
Yo, we came with this call and like had good vibes and energies. I'm like just laughing and we got serious. Yo, you know what we just need to start doing? We gotta get back to calling motherfuckers dorks. Be like, yo, that's dork behavior. Like, stop that shit. All right? Like, cut that, go touch grass, you dork. Like, stop doing that shit. Spend too much fucking time on the internet, all right? Go outside. Talk to somebody, all right? Fuck.
Go plant some flowers.
Go plant some flowers. Go to a pumpkin patch, whatever. I don't care.
Right. Bro, go to a pumpkin patch. It's really nice. Go to a pumpkin patch. Go to an orchard. Pick some apples. It's kind of nice.
Bro. Drink some cider.
Yeah, drink some cider.
Yeah.
Paint your nails.
Sounds like a good Saturday. Right.
Yeah. Paint your nails. Just lean into it. Just lean into it.
Go get some bitches, dog. Like,
trying.
Before we get out of here, there's one thing. We were talking about social media hot takes and all that kind of stuff. Y'all seeing people talking about the Warriors being title contenders off of two games?
Okay, I have a counterpoint though. Not saying that I fully believe they're gonna make the NBA finals, but it's early in the season, but also you have Steph Curry. You have still a relatively talented Draymond Green. I believe Jordan Poole is coming into his own in a way, right? But let's not say he's not, bro.
We're clamoring over the idea of Klay coming back because now Klay's mad that he didn't make that 75th list.
Klay Thompson can, and this is all based on hypotheticals, right? My whole argument, right? But if Klay can come back, you know, somewhat talented, he doesn't even have to be like the same Klay he was. All of those pieces, Andrew Wiggins being a decent role player if he continues on this current trend, all of those pieces allow them to be a very, very good team in the Western Conference, in my opinion.
Jesse, do you have anything to add before I...
I understand that. I really do understand all those things. And, you know, we're all clamoring all for Jordan Poole being like the third Splash Brother, right? Or like a mixture between...
See, I think that's a little bit high, though. I mean, if he can just...
Because it'll be like... Steph is going to be Steph. We're assuming Klay is going to come back and knock down shots. And then we have Jordan Poole. And Jordan Poole will be a mixture between Steph and Klay, and that he's a slasher, but he can also make his own buckets, right? And I understand all that, right? We're automatically saying Klay Thompson comes back, boom, they're in the Western Conference Finals. Iggy's there, Draymond's there, all that, right? Okay, cool. They're relatively older. Klay still has not came back to play. And the West, let's not act like the West is like just trash, bro. It's not like it's the Warriors ain't dominating the West like they used. They're not going to dominate the West like they used to, bro. Like, you still got the Nuggets. You still got the Clippers. Dame still got something to say. You got the Blue Lives Matter Mavericks. Like, they're still there. And then you got the Lake Show. You know, like, Phoenix. Right. You got Phoenix. Like, how many like, and then you got some rising stars, and where's Ja Morant? And Ja, like, the Grizzlies, the Pelicans might be saying something, the Kings might be saying something. I'm not saying all those teams could smoke those specials, those last three teams could smoke the hell out of the Golden State Warriors. But I'm also saying, like, there's a lot of competition, bro. The West is still, like, kind of tough. I think during that time when, like, the Warriors are coming out making the dynasty, it was just like, okay, I've never seen two niggas shoot like this. One of them in particular, I've never seen shoot like this. And then it went from that to, bro, it's not fair. They got KD. Now, it's not like that no more, bro. It's not like that. It's not the same.
Like, I think the Warriors are going to be a tough out in the playoffs, right? I think, that, like, I would assume they make the playoffs. I think anything from... If everything goes right, make like a maybe. I don't even see them getting a 3 seed. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like a 4 to 6 seed. Okay, sure, right. But you're asking a lot. First of all, they still have the same problem that they had pre KD, but it just got swept under the rug with the 73-9 season and all that kind of stuff. Is that like they don't have a second dude that consistently get their own bucket or get a shot for somebody else, right? Like, Draymond can, like, sort of work his magic and, like, get somebody else a shot, an open shot, but he can't get his own buckets. Like, that's just not who he is. Klay has never been a dude to get his own shot, right? That is his biggest downfall as a player is that he's just like, okay, you want me to come off screens? Cool, sure, I can do that all day, you know, running you around, all that kind of stuff. I'm 6'7", I can defend well. But if you ask him to put it on the floor and create for himself, he's not that, it's not that guy, pal.
But they think Jordan Poole could be the answer, but it's like, we don't know.
Maybe, but that's a lot to ask of Jordan Poole, especially come playoff time when you need somebody else to go get a bucket, right? When you need, like, yo, it's 3 minutes left in the game. You know, obviously Steph is Steph, but they also are putting their best guy on Steph, and we need someone to help him to get their, like, to divert the attention away from the defense. And like you said, they are older. Draymond at times looked washed last year. Like, for as great of a season as they had last year from Steph, they didn't win a single playoff game. Like, they didn't win a single play-in game, I should say. Like, they lost to the Lakers, which, all right, sure. And then they got lost two to – they dropped two to the Grizzlies. Like, that's – I don't think that's insignificant. So you're asking a lot from Klay, who's not only coming off an Achilles, but an ACL on top of that, right? Like, he tore both of those, and his game is very predicated on, you know, running around, being mobile, like, running off screens and all that kind of stuff. So it's just, and it's also just this thing that we do every single year, and we overreact to the first week of the season. And this team is not the team that we're going to see in December, which is still not the team we're going to see post All-Star break, which is still not the same team we're going to see in the playoffs, right? Like, it's none of those. So that's why I'm just like, I think the Warriors are going to be good. I'm not denying that. They have too many talented players and a talented coach and a talented system and all that kind of stuff. let's bring it back from like they're going to be title contenders, because even going into the playoffs last season, the whole thought was like, yo, if the Lakers can stay upright, they're going to win, because what we saw throughout the year was that like if they were healthy, they were smoking teams. They were like, they were so much better than everybody else. And then they weren't able to be healthy. And then the Suns went to the finals, right? Like, and then. So like, let's just pump the brakes a little bit here.
Yeah. And then, hold on. I even mentioned Utah. Like, it's not to act like Utah was like the number one best team like last season. Like, I'm not saying it like oh my God, like they're years better, ahead of the Warriors, but that's another team. Like, I'm emphasizing like the West is really stacked. It's really stacked. It's really competitive. Rudy Gobert
is an outstanding player. That's coming straight from Josh.
I'll talk about Donovan Mitchell.
I'm such a Rudy Gobert fan.
Yeah. I'm not talking about Rudy Baguette. I'm talking about Donovan Mitchell.
Yo, did you see that clip the other day with Davion, his evil twin Davion Mitchell had him in the gulag?
Oh, he was like his shadow.
Had that man in the torture rack, like
come here. Get over here.
It looked like a scene from fucking Us, my nigga. Like,
yeah, that was Us. I was like, bro, that's Us.
I just know post-game, they was dabby chicks. Like, hey, bro, don't ever do that to me again. I'm
going to stop. No, who the fuck do you think you are, nigga?
Like, I'm you.
I'm your shadow.
I'm better than
bro,
you.
Bro, his nickname is Off Night, bro. Like, he gives people an off night.
And that's a cold nickname. I ain't gonna hold you, dog. That's cold.
No, that's hella tough. That's hella tough. That's a tough nickname.
Off night.
Off night. Ooh, yeah.
Off night. That's either a superhero. That's Suge Knight's brother. There's so many ways you can go with that. Off night. I like that.
He's definitely contributing on defense though for the Kings. Like he's doing decent right now. And he just came off a college championship, so he's living a pretty good life right now. Except being on the Kings, I don't know how good that
except is. But he got to live in Sacramento every day. You feel me?
Yeah. But like, okay, we're talking about the West a lot. Where do we stay on the East?
It's either gonna be Bucks or Nets.
Yeah,
Bucks or Nets.
Sorry to the people that live in Chicago. We're great this year, or we may be great. Let's just
no. Bulls, we're great this year, Derek.
The Bulls will be fun to watch, and that is a major improvement over what they've been previously.
That's all I'm keeping in that for real.
But like, let's see.
But I don't think we're like, I don't even know if we're conference finals bound. I don't see it yet.
No, we're going to probably
if the Bulls go to the conference finals, something has gone incredibly right for them and terribly wrong in the rest of the East, and that's no shade to the Bulls whatsoever. But like, it's just that's
you have the Bucks.
But that's also like they weren't in the playoffs at all last year, and then to jump up to going to the conference final again. The Suns did it. The Suns did it last year. The Suns also added CP3 in the offseason. You feel me? Like, so
that would be a huge leap for Chicago. While I think they'll be competitive, like you said, and I think going to the UC will be fun. I don't see them making the conference finals, let alone the NBA finals.
Bro, that's going to be cool as hell. I mean, like, they're already kind of fun to watch. Like, the fast court breaks are fun. They're young. They're defending. That's cool. They got a nice little core. If they get a big rim protector, like, it's even more fun to watch. They're even more interesting to watch. That's it. That's why I'm leaving it at, honestly. Like, at maybe, like, 4 at best, 6. Between 4 to 6.
I think having home playoff games is a reasonable goal for them. All right. Like having like being the sixth seed is a very reasonable goal to
reach. 4 to 6 seed. I think their peak is making a very deep Game 6 Western semi-conference final. Maybe a semi-conference appearance. I got them going Game 6 Western semi-conference.
Eastern?
I mean, yeah, Eastern.
I was going to say, how the fuck they get over in the West, my nigga? Like,
well, you know, they used to be in the West. No. But, yeah, I think like that's their max. And that's not fun. I broke it to a conference and I broke it to a game. Like they were game six away from the Eastern Conference Finals. And again, that's all injury and stuff, right? Because it's Bucks, it's still Nets. I guess Miami might have something to say.
Miami's gonna be good.
Yeah, Miami's gonna be good. I mean, we're gonna see where the Hawks are going with this, right?
Hawks, yeah.
Lonzo. I mean, Lonzo's kind of fun. I mean,
Trey?
LaMelo kind of fun.
Oh. That's he and Charlotte.
Yeah. No, I'm saying like I'm not saying they're gonna be better than the
Jesse, what is in that team, my nigga?
A lot. No. I was trying to say like the Hornets might be doing something decent. Jaylen Brown, it looks like he's made a bigger ascension from on some really serious stuff. Like Jaylen Brown looks like he's even better from last year in Boston. Like he looks cool. My Knicks looking great. Nah. You know?
Bro, I was watching like Side Talk NYC, like just those videos. Bro, those Knicks fans are crazy.
They really bro, I saw Jesus in one of them.
They really don't like Trae Young, bro. Like, they really hate that man. That's their super villain. They really don't like
Did him. You not see what he did to them?
Oh, I know. And it was hilarious.
I love it, though. Like, we need more of that in the NBA.
They real life don't like it. Like, they real life hate him.
They don't real life don't like him. Like, this is how you know a team really hates somebody. If Trae Young gets traded to the Knicks and they still boo him, okay, that's hate. But if they don't, oh no, that was just love. If they boo him as soon as he's out there, oh my God.
That one specific person who spit on him, they must have real life hate. That person spit on him.
People also do wild shit because they think they're entitled, but that's a different.
I was gonna say, like, can we, like, we're gonna point to Russ and Utah for that one, but yeah.
Yo, I'll never forget that man looked in the crowd and said, I will fuck you up. He said that so calm too. It wasn't like motherfuckers was holding back. He's like, no, you and you, I will fuck both of y'all up. That's hilarious to me.
Yeah.
We gotta ask Travis about that if we ever have him back on.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of interesting things to watch, you know, storylines with teams, all that this year for sure.
And thank God we did not talk about the Sixers. All right, anything else you guys want to talk about before we get out of here?
I think Ben Simmons is going to the Spurs, and if Ben Simmons goes to the Spurs.
I don't care where he goes. He can go to China for all I care. I don't care.
Also real stuff. Like if I think the best career move for Ben Simmons to go is the Spurs. I really think that's like the best.
Sure. I don't care. That's
the best career move for him to go, you know? Also, I think the Sixers are going to be really good this year too. I think the Sixers are like going to take a step. JoJo's still going to be an MVP candidate. JoJo's probably going to prove like he's a top five player in the league. I really think so. Because more of the offense is going to go through him. I think. That's what I think. We can't forget. We cannot forget the Sixers, bro. Because, like, the Sixers, if injuries, hey, like, for me, my teams to come out the East, for real, are the Nets, the Bucks. I kind of got the Sixers. The Nets, the Bucks, I got Miami, and I got the Sixers, bro. I believe in the process. I believe in the process, bro.
Josh specifically, how do you feel, I guess is the better about like all this like PR, like Ben's still our brother, like stuff that the Sixers are doing. Like I think they just had Joel say that at like at the end of a game, like before, like, you know, Joel's still our brother. You know, Tobias Harris put out a tweet, you know, saying, well, welcome him back when he's ready. How do you feel about all that?
So thank you all for tuning in to this episode of the Shut Up Spot.
He burned his Ben Simmons jersey. That's all I'm leaving it at.
I never have one, but like, I don't know, man. Honestly, I'm gonna keep this short. I'm so over all this shit. I'm so over all of it. Like, I don't think Daryl Morey got it right in terms of like he tries to win every single trade, and sometimes you have to understand that like you just need to get this dude out of here. Like you just gotta take the best offer you. You could have had CJ McCollum. You could have had, you know, Malcolm Brogdon and Caris LeVert or whatever. Like, you could have had, you know, Deontay Murray, whoever. you just got to get that dude out of here. Like, he doesn't play. He doesn't want to be here no more. That's fine. Whatever. From Ben's side of it, dog, like, I understand that they kind of threw you under the bus because there was other things that went on that Hawks series that shouldn't have happened, including Doc putting Danny Green on fucking Trae Young for an entire half, and they end up losing that game by 4. But, like, at the end of the day, you did not take a dunk over Trae Young. Like, this is what this boils down to. Maybe it seems most likely that it is a mental thing, and I hope he gets that fixed because that is very real, and I don't want to diminish that. But at the end of the day, like, you don't even look, my biggest frustration with Ben is that he's so good and he doesn't look at the rim half the time. Like, there are times where he's coming down off a break and he's looking to swing the ball or like create a three instead of just being like, I'm 6'10" and I'm going to either bowl over you or you're going to get out the way. Right. Like, yeah. I'm going to stuff you through the rim and you're going to have to try to foul me, or like, you're just going to make a business decision and get out the way. Like, if he did that more often, the Sixers, even if he didn't shoot, I would rather he's not a good shooter and he still tries than to what he's doing right now, and that he just doesn't even look at the rim. That's my 2 minutes on that. That's all I'm going to say. Next episode, please.
That's what most people say, like, for real. Like, you know, when they try to compare him to Giannis, it's like, okay, Giannis might not make the shots, but Giannis tries. Although that looks like it's different now, because like this season, it looked like that jump shot looking a little decent. But that's what most people say with Ben. People are like, dog, you don't even have to shoot threes. Like, why are you shooting? It's a whole lot of space down here, playboy. Just shoot a midi. Do a floater. Have a little post game. Have a little baby hook. That's all I want. You could. It's kind of like the Lonzo Ball effect, right? Lonzo doesn't have to score that many points to be effective. Lonzo's bread and butter is assisting, stealing, and defense, right? Like, Ben Simmons is a Swiss Army knife, bro. He can damn near do everything. If he just had a floater, or if he just was looking at the rim, if he just looked at the rim, it's like, all right, bro, hands down. Because again, it's like, yeah, you should have dunked on Trae Young. You should have just crammed that through him. And even if y'all would have lost, it would have been like, he dunked it.
There's times where it's just like, do you not realize you are 6'10"? Like, you could baby somebody in the post, bro. Like, that's it. Like, you just don't, like, and again, MB, I don't want to keep talking about it. It's fine.
That's why I said I think the best career move with him going to the Spurs. Because I always say this. I talked to you about this, Josh. Every time a rough player or a difficult player goes to the Spurs, they always come back. There's no issues with it, bro. Stephen Jackson's been to the Spurs. You ain't hear not one peep out of that man from the Spurs, dog. Like, another reason why I think personally he should go to the Spurs is because I'm forgetting his name, but he was the same shooting coach that helped Kawhi formulate his jump shot. Spurs also have like a great psychology team too, a great therapist team, not only for physical therapy but also for mental health. Yeah, the Spurs are low-key really progressive.
Are you a Spurs a Spurs sleeper cell, my nigga? Like, do you work for them? Is that how you got grad school paid for?
Like it's wild, like, bro.
Like, every time we talk about basketball, push the Spurs. Yeah, man, the Spurs is my favorite team growing up to watch. I don't know. I just really like fundamentals. I really like to see bank shots.
It's always going to be Denver, Miami, but I couldn't.
I really like to see, you know, crisp passes and an offense that is working together. You know, swing the ball.
Exactly.
There's no I in team. You know, that's what I'm. What? Oh, another direct deposit. Yeah, Spurs, baby. Spurs, let's go.
Is it
over Phil Jackson, my nigga? What's up?
Hey, bro, I tried to take the gig in Miami, but like, you know, one of our brothers already took that gig, so I can't take it. So now
you
gotta
fight him over that. You gotta challenge him. You gotta pretend like this is Black Panther and go down there and whoop his ass.
I'm gonna go to San Antonio and just eat the churros.
Go to San Antonio with them big old women.
It's cool, bro.
San Antonio got some big old women, y'all.
Some big old women, some churros. Al Charles Barkley. And this was season 3 of the It's Just Jokes podcast. Big shout out to D Whale for everything that you do behind the scenes. Shout out to our boy Dre for the intro music.
This too hot is good.
For Joshua Chapman, Derek Smalls, and your boy Groovy Grizzly. Thank you for the inaugural season 3 opener of the It's Just Joe's podcast.
Bye.